disappointing result. What's your thoughts after that one?
Disappointed, but as we're after the Wakefield game, Wales not over. There's a lot of lessons we need to learn that second half. We'll learn them pretty quick because we've got another tough game next week.
Is it sometimes easy to look at the scoreboard and make an assessment on the game, but how did you feel at half time? 14-12 down. Were you happy with the first half performance?
I was happy with some great aspects. We had some great aspects of that first half. Yeah, we had some couple of disappointing things. You know, where we started the game weren't particularly good, but our energy and our willingness to cover and defend was good. We put ourselves in some decent field position, which is the complete opposite of what we didn't do in the second half. You know, we lost field position. We gave it up too easy. We turned too much ball over in our half. And we're playing. What I think is one of the best sides, if not the best attacking side in the eights. So if you offer that much, and you offer so much of it, we were just on our legs at the end of the game there.
Yeah, people at this level, you get punished, don't you, when you make mistakes? And as you said, when you're making too many,
that's a big part of our lessons. It's a big part of our lessons that we learn that we cannot make the mistakes in the second half and not get punished by it. You know, no matter how hard they work, and they worked extremely hard, but we made that many, and you probably count on one hand how many times we got in their half in that second half, and that was a result not of what they did, but a result of some of the poor decisions we made. There was a lot of disappointing stuff in that second half, but like I said, go back a couple of weeks, we're not a bad side, but we just need to understand that we need to do that week in, week out against the level of competition we're playing in. Can't go up and down.
Yeah, is that the hardest thing, that consistency of performance at this higher level? Because there's no doubt in the intensity from everyone is going up now.
No, that's right. No, that's it. You can't continually make error after error after error and expect to witness to go away. Witness are a good sign, they're not going to go away. And we proved that, we saw that. We were in a game, and it was a game I was really enjoying in the first half. It was toe-to-toe, it was battle. They had some good defence on the goal line. We had some good defence on our goal line. In the second half, we went away from that. We lost our way and lost our direction on that. And we just offered too much up to witness, too easy.
There were quite a lot of bounce of the balls, and maybe refereeing calls went against you. I don't want you getting in trouble by coming on the referee, but have your team just got to ignore that and try and play the game in front of them rather than the sense of frustration that was growing around the ground?
Yeah. We've got to be better than that.
And moving on, I mean, what positives do you take out of this today?
Positives are, I've got a good side. Willing to work for each other. I've got a side that needs to learn very, very quickly. I'm just repeating myself here, but that our performances week in, week out. We were fortunate to have a week off, and I think that probably affected us a little bit there. But our performances week after week need to be good, as good as the previous one.
But you've still got those two wins on the board. There's plenty of other teams that want those two wins off you. Have you set a target now? What do you think you need to get promotion or be in that £1 million match at the end of the season?
You need a couple more W's, don't you? End of story, yeah.
And what about injury-wise today? Is everyone pulled through fit?
Just the bangs, but there'll be a few tired bodies there. They worked extremely hard on that, so we've got one or two will feel sorry for themselves tomorrow, be a bit sore tomorrow, but you're going to move on pretty quick.
And is that what everyone's got to do around the club as well? Because like you said, you're not in the worst position in the world. Yeah, it's a bad defeat today, but you go again next week.
Yeah, no, we're not. I'm not going to throw the towel in yet. It's not end of the world, as we'll put Q in rack. We'll work extremely hard to offer all Kingston Rovers a threat.
Is it a mental thing now for everyone here? You've got to hold your nerve. It seems like it's going to go down to the last week. Whatever happens for everyone, is that a mental thing now? The boys got to be tough and the bigger picture.
We've got to. It's a challenge for everybody. Yeah, not to panic one, and to go and play rugby like we practice to play. And we'll be a threat. First half we were a threat. Second half we weren't. So. We'll plod on.